Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. Episode 34. Seriously, you guys, I'm losing track by now because 34, we're past the 30s and now almost moving into the 40s. I don't know why I get so excited about this, but I just can't wait till I pass 100 episodes. So anyway, this episode, we're going to talk about four powerful ways that you can practice self-love. Self-love, all we need is self-love. I just made that up. Do you like it? But seriously though, I might actually sing you a song one day and sneak it into the end of my episode. So you might want to listen all the way through if you want a little a cappella singing. Maybe it'll be this episode. Who knows? I keep telling myself because like I love my new mic so much that I keep telling myself that like because when I'm about to start recording, I'm wearing headphones so I can hear myself and I'll start singing and I'm like, oh, this sounds so cool. Like I should just leave it at the end of one of my podcast episodes. Honestly, I don't know if you'd be really annoyed by it or if you'd really love it, but I don't know. Maybe that's why I should try it. So we need to talk today about your self-love game. So we're going to start by taking a quick inventory of how you're treating yourself right now. As of this moment. So as I go through the questions that I'm going to ask, I want you to think of the answer to yourself, or you can pause this episode and write it down. But just be honest with your response and leave out the judgment. It doesn't mean anything if maybe you aren't practicing self-love. It doesn't mean anything if you are practicing self-love. I mean, it does, but like don't attach huge meaning to it either way. And that's part of the self-love practice, is to learn to acknowledge things without judgment. So if you're not being nice to yourself right now, you can always do the work to change that. And that work starts now. So here are the questions that I have for you. Are you speaking to yourself in a kind, encouraging way, or are you belittling yourself often? Big words like that trip me up. Are you belittling yourself often? And maybe you don't know this right now. Maybe you don't pay attention to the way that you are speaking to yourself. But I know for me personally, when I first heard about the concept of self-love and I was first asked these questions, when I started to pay attention to how I was speaking to myself, I was shocked. Like I was really mean to myself on a regular basis. Basically, I was using all the negative voices. Like I was combining all the negative voices that I heard in my life. And I was using that voice to speak to myself. And I just thought that that was normal. Like I just thought that's like, you have to be hard on yourself in order to actually accomplish anything. And I don't know. I thought that that was normal to be really hard on yourself, but it's not. And then my next question is, do you feel like you are your biggest fan, or do you feel like you're your biggest enemy? Like, do you cheer yourself on? Do you encourage yourself? Or do you just beat yourself down? Do you say like, I knew you were going to fail this, or you're such an idiot, or like, you're so fat? A lot of people say that to themselves, and I used to as well. So do you say kind and encouraging things to yourself, or do you say hurtful things? Do you feel like you can't trust yourself? Like if you say something that you're going to do, do you think to yourself like, yeah, right, I'm not going to follow through with that? Or do you feel like you're the only person that you can trust? Do you think that you can't rely on anybody else but yourself? So these are just some of the questions to get you thinking about the relationship that you have with yourself, and to get you started on setting some goals that will strengthen the relationship that you have with yourself. And I really do think that we all could strengthen that relationship, especially because our relationship to ourselves is one of the most important relationships that we have in our lives. So this episode, as you might imagine, is sponsored by my free 10-day self-love challenge. So in that episode, I'm going to talk about some of the things that we cover in the challenge, but I'm not going to cover everything. So I recommend joining the challenge if you're wanting to make peace with yourself, understand and recognize your inner voices, and learn how they can best support you instead of play against you. How to make the best of bad body image days, or when you're just not feeling the best about the way that you look, but you still want to show up as the best version of yourself. If you want to learn to understand and take action on your needs and explain to others what your needs are. If you want to set healthy boundaries in your relationships, and that's so important. If you want to give yourself permission to have the things that you've always desired that maybe you felt unworthy of in the past. If you want to learn to prioritize your time and your commitments so you feel like your life actually belongs to you and not everybody else in your life. If you want to learn how to incorporate fun and pleasure into your days. And if you want to practice self-care in a way that makes you feel your absolute best each day. And that's obviously going to look different from day to day, but if you're trying to feel the best that you can on a daily basis, then you can learn that in the self-love challenge. So you can join the challenge by visiting laurenkepler.com or by visiting the link that I've provided for you in the show notes. All right, so let's dive into the four ways that we will learn to practice self-love today. But why is self-love so important in the first place? Like, honestly, why would you want to take this challenge? Why would you want to listen to this episode? Why are people so interested in learning about self-love right now? Because we're starting to realize that if you can't have a healthy relationship with yourself, then you can't have a healthy relationship with anyone else. Another reason is that the way that you speak to yourself drives your self-esteem and your confidence. Your mindset and how you feel about yourself, it drives everything that you do in life. In other words, self-love is one of the foundations to success. And that's why I've built a coaching program. That's why I've built my coaching business around self-love, self-care, and all those concepts. So it's not just about external success, but it's mostly about internal success. Because if you want to actually feel happy and fulfilled, then you must first be happy with yourself. So my first tip in this episode when it comes to self-love is to make peace with yourself. So my guess, just, you know, off of a whim here, because you might be a human if you're listening to this, is that you've made mistakes. Maybe you've betrayed your own trust in some way or another. You did something that you said you weren't going to do, or you didn't do something that you said you were going to do, and you felt like you really betrayed yourself. Maybe you're not the person that you want to be right now. But just regardless of all that, forgive yourself for everything in your life up to this point. So maybe you're still holding on to anger for something that happened a long time ago. Maybe you're upset that you didn't stand up for yourself yesterday to your boss when you think that you should have, but you didn't have the courage to, and now you're beating yourself up for it. Maybe you beat yourself up for not being good enough or feeling like you're not good enough. Maybe you beat yourself up for making yourself look like a fool in that conversation that you had the other day, and you're still thinking about it. All of these things are okay. But now you're going to do the work to forgive yourself so that you can begin with a clean slate. So one of the most powerful, impactful ways that you can do this is to write a love letter to yourself. So in this letter, you can talk about all the reasons that you're mad at yourself or disappointed in yourself or sad. You can even apologize to yourself for the young girl that you were that didn't have the love that you needed, and now it's manifesting in your life and it's creating distance between you and other people. Whatever it is, just acknowledge it and then take some time to apologize to yourself. And then remind yourself that you were doing the best that you could at the time with what you had. Forgive yourself for being imperfect And then if you want, you can even make a vow to move forward and commit that from this day forward, you're going to do your personal best every single day. And that means doing your personal best means not beating yourself up when you feel like you fall short, when your day doesn't look like somebody else's, when your productivity doesn't look like somebody else's, when your body doesn't look like somebody else's, because you are doing your own personal best every single day, and it's going to look different every single day based on what you're faced with. So that's the first self-love tip, is to learn to forgive yourself and to just make peace and accept where you are in this moment. The next tip that I have for you is to learn to listen to your own needs. We get so wrapped up in the needs of everybody else, and we were taught as women that we should put everybody else before ourselves, our kids, our family, our coworkers, our friends, because if we don't, we're somehow selfish or we're somehow doing it wrong. So oftentimes you push down your own needs because your own needs are maybe too complicated. They take too much time. Maybe you don't want to deal with them, or maybe you feel selfish because you're thinking of yourself before anyone else and you were taught that that's wrong. But let me tell you something. If your cup isn't filled up, then you can't fully pour into someone else's. People can easily tell when you're depleted and when you're exhausted, and they're not going to benefit from that. They're not going to benefit from that version of yourself. So if you show up as your fullest, most rejuvenated self, that's enough to inspire and motivate someone else and to pour into their cup. And how unselfish is that? So I want you to ask yourself one question right now. And I want you to get in the habit of asking yourself this question often. I want you to stop and I want you to ask, what do I need? And if you want, take some time to journal about it. Then do that thing. Do whatever it is that you need. Give yourself what it is that you need. Do you need a nap? Do you need a long bubble bath? Do you need a night away? Do you need a girl's night out? Do you need to dance it out? Do you need to meditate? What do you need? Sometimes women will ask themselves this question for the first time. They realize it's the first time they've ever asked themselves this question. And it's so overwhelming that they cry, that they just feel like it's like tears of joy, but also relief, liberation. And it can be a really emotional moment. So if that's true for you, then just know that you're held and you're supported and you are deserving of the things that you need. So practice getting in tune with your own needs, and that's going to help you get in touch more with others as well. You'll learn to actually recognize what people need and not just what you think that they need, and you'll be able to support them too because your cup is full and you have the capacity to support somebody else. And then the third tip is to set healthy boundaries. I can't talk about healthy boundaries enough. Because we, again, especially as women, we have a tendency to let people walk all over us and to be energy vampires that suck all the good energy out of us. And that drains us to the point where we just don't have the energy to be ourselves. So once you've identified whatever it is that you need, then you can use that information to set healthy boundaries in your relationships. Do you need more alone time? Do you need somebody to stop commenting on your body or your weight? Do you wish that somebody would stop gossiping to you about everybody else because that drains your energy and it makes you feel like crap for being a part of it? Figure out what you need and then practice asking for it. Now, an important disclaimer with this one is that it might lead to a loss in relationships. Your honesty might cause you to lose certain relationships or create distance in relationships, and that is completely okay. And it doesn't say anything about the person that you're distancing yourself from or the relationship that you are losing, because we're all in different places in our journey, and it doesn't make someone bad if they're on a different page than you. It just means that your needs are different from theirs. You're on a different wavelength right now. Maybe at some point in the future, your wavelengths will match up. Maybe they won't. Maybe you're just destined for something else. But either way, it's just so important that you are involved in relationships and friendships that are fulfilling you rather than draining you. The last tip that I have for you is to have more fun. This is my favorite tip. And I'm telling you this because I need to hear this one more often. So what does having more fun have to do with self-love? I've noticed that when I get out of my head and into my body, into whatever I'm doing, I tend to lose track of time. And somehow that makes me feel closer to myself because I know that I'm fulfilling one of my most important needs, which is the need for pleasure. We all desire pleasure. We're designed for pleasure. So for me, having fun means singing, dancing, being silly, or just letting loose in any way, not being so uptight like I'm naturally inclined to do. And we're taught that as adults, we're supposed to be professional and serious. But the younger your mind is, the younger you'll feel and the younger you'll stay. And this is also going to help with the aging process. They always say you're only as young as you feel. So keep that young spirit until you're like in your 70s, your 80s, until you die, because there is no rule out there that says that you should ever stop having fun. So find the things that you enjoy doing, the things that make you laugh and feel more vibrant, and do those things more often. So there you have it. 4 powerful ways to practice self-love. If you've enjoyed these tips and you want to dive deeper, then don't forget to sign up for my free 10-day self-love challenge by visiting the show notes or going to laurenkepler.com. Just go to the homepage and you can't miss it. It's just right there, the form to sign up for that. So the All or Something takeaway for this episode is that there are so many ways to practice self-love, and it's never selfish because it allows you to give more to others. Remember that you may not be kind to yourself sometimes, but just notice it and try to do better next time, especially when you're first practicing self-love. Just like anything, it takes time, it takes intention, it takes focus. And as I always tell my stepson, don't say sorry, just do better next time. I believe in you. So I hope you love this episode because I want you to recognize how amazing you are and how deserving of love and acceptance you are, whether you believe it right now or not. I can't wait to talk to you again next week when we'll cover 3 ways to conquer your weight loss goals. But until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough. Okay, so like I promised, I'm gonna sing for a second. I want you to tell me if you actually stuck around long enough to hear this, but all that recording made me out of breath, so it might not be my best, but here goes. Long moonlit journey to my hideaway, and I know they'll try to turn me with the things that they say. But no one knows where I'll go when I walk away. So come now, hurry, hurry, don't miss this train. Open up, let it get to you, take you to another side. Come to my world, we're getting lost in another time. Your hand in mine, in my own world, on my own time. Maybe that's why people think I'm crazy. Lately I'm living in midnight, just living in midnight. And if you think I'm crazy, pay it no mind. They're living in midnight, just living in midnight. Oh, if you could see what I've seen, you would dare to dream. Honey, if you care to join me, come meet the team. Oh, and you all could be my army. There's no other way. So come now, hurry, hurry, don't miss this train.
People think I'm crazy. Lately, I'm living in midnight. Just living in midnight. And if you think I'm crazy, pay it no mind. You'll never know the places I go when I'm alone.
Let me know if you heard that. Okay, bye.